Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. I'm chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, you and I were chatting off mic, and there's some very interesting breadth statistics within the gold stocks that I think need to be outlined to understand actually just how well a lot of these stocks have performed. Jordan, share with us some of the breadth that you are seeing in the Huey and the GDXJ.
Okay, well, coming into the week, Corey, the Huey, 100% of the stocks in the Huey had closed above the 20-day moving average and the 50-day moving average. So that's something I like to track. I track the same thing for GDXJ, or at least the top 33 stocks or so. Those figures were 96% for the 96% above the 20-day moving average and 96% above the 50-day moving average. So that short-term breadth is really, really strong, which is good for the market. Generally, it's pretty good. But when you get breadth that's basically 100% like that, that's telling you that you're a little too overbought. And so we're just looking at on a 20-day and 50-day basis. And historically, when you get that overbought, you're at least going to come into a little correction at some point. So, I mean, it could be a correction for only a couple weeks, or it could be a correction that lasts a couple months and the market maybe corrects and digests the recent move and consolidates. So I don't know how that's going to go, but looking at these figures, it's just, if I'm wanting to jump into the sector here and now, I would, if we're just talking about the sector in general, not individual stocks, because individual stocks are all different, but for the sector at large and the stocks at large, you know, I wouldn't really want to come in here and now, given how strong the short-term breadth is. So, I mean, in the larger picture, it's a good sign that we got to that point. But when you get to that strong of a point, the market usually is going to correct or consolidate in the short term.
Fair enough, right? If you have 100% of stocks in the Huey that are over the 20-day and 50-day moving average, you can't get stronger short-term breadth than that. Now, Jordan, I guess we do need to outline, and you did, that this is still a very good sign. And in all fairness, the stocks still can run from here. They can get even stronger and maybe move past some other moving averages. But quite frankly, it does seem a little overheated then. Hey, there just needs to be a little bit of a cool down, almost digestion phase of these strong moves.
Yes, and it's a good point you made that they can make another high or another push before they start to correct, because when a market is really strong in terms of breadth and momentum, but it's too strong, usually the peak of momentum and breadth actually happens before the peak in price. So that's what I was telling subscribers in my weekend update. You know, it's possible we could get one more push higher. And I think, you know, we're seeing the stocks are starting to underperform gold here, which is stronger. So that to me is just a sign that, you know, I think the sector, the stocks could be getting a little tired, or starting to get a little tired after that really strong breadth. You know, we have gold trading around 1900, but the stocks aren't performing and really leading gold the way they were in the last few weeks.
Okay, so let's look at gold then right now, because gold is at pretty much 1900 as we're recording this. 1850 was a level that a lot of people were watching, but I heard a lot more about that $1,900 level. And we are, what, 2 days from the end of the week, and more importantly, the end of the month. Jordan, what's the scenario here in your eyes? If gold can close this week above 1900 or below 1900, is there even really a difference here after what's undoubtedly going to be a strong month?
Well, and that's another good question from you, because I think, you know, 1900 is a key level on the weekly and monthly close. And I remember reading something in a textbook that said you have to clear a level by, you know, at least 1%. I think that's what it was. Maybe it's a little higher. So, I mean, whether it closes, if it closes at 1905 or 1906, I mean, that's only one third of 1% higher than that 1900 level. So, you know, maybe gold would really need to close the week and close the month convincingly over 1900. I mean, closing at 1902 or 1903. you know, even though technically you could say, yeah, that's a breakout, it really might not signal enough strength that the move is going to continue. So I would be a little careful about that. But nevertheless, Corey, on the weekly and monthly chart, 1900 is a significant level. And so we should be watching, you know, is the market going to clear that convincingly or not? And I mean, if it clears that level convincingly, then that will tell us that, you know, eventually the market is primed to take out that 1950 level. You know, you got that little double top on the daily chart. But yet circling back to the weekly and monthly, yeah, those are more important to me to see if the, if gold can hold these gains into the end of the month. And if it, and if it's going to close above 1900, if it can do so convincingly. So, I mean, but to me in the bigger picture, Corey, it is positive that, that gold was able to surpass that resistance around 1850. There was a lot of resistance there, moving average, Fibonacci, et cetera, et cetera. So gold getting all the way and at least testing 1900 as we see now, I mean, that is a good sign to me. You know, the more times you test a level, the more likely you are to break. So gold just testing 1900, that to me shows it's in a good sign. You know, it's closer to eventually beginning the next leg higher. So it's encouraging to me, Corey, even if gold, you know, doesn't break out convincingly on the monthly chart or closes below 1900 at the end of the week.
Hey, absolutely. Fact of the matter is we came into this month, the month of May, right around 1770, let's say, for gold. And now we're talking about a $1,900 close. It's really nitpicking, I think, certain levels when you do have that strong of a month. Let's talk about silver, though, because silver is a slightly different case in the aspect that I believe it was last week that you were on the show saying that silver is important to watch here at that 2850 level. Interesting move down today by silver, and silver sitting right around 2775. So let's say 75 cents from that 2850. What's your outlook for silver here? Do you think that it can get to that key level at the end of this week?
It's possible, but my guess is I don't think it's going to happen. I mean, last week we saw silver traded above 28. I think it got up to 28.50, which I said was the key level. And then it closed below, closed the week below 28. And we could be seeing a repeat of that this week coming in at the end of the month. So if silver closes below 28, I mean, that to me would be, I mean, a failed breakout is kind of a strong term, but it could be. And it's what's important, Corey, is silver has been leading. I mean, during the correction, it was outperforming gold. And we're getting towards the end of the correction, at least, you know, you could say in terms of time. I mean, in price, it's probably over. And silver, it, just as the metals have gotten going here, silver has been unable to take out that resistance. You know, gold is now trading around 1900, its resistance. So it'll be interesting to see if gold can continue to perform, even if silver has failed to break out above that resistance. I mean, in terms of the macro market picture, if we're getting into an environment where we see bonds rally, you know, bonds have been really oversold. We can see bonds rally, bond yields come down. In that kind of environment, gold should outperform silver. So I think we could be seeing the start of that. And to me, I don't know if gold can continue to run and break out if silver is going to remain below its resistance. That remains to be seen. But I think silver, assuming it fails to clear that level at the end of this week, which is the end of the month, I think that's a signal that, you know, the sector could pause or correct a little bit.
What would a reasonable correction look like? I feel like we need to outline this because last time we were talking about a correction was about 10 months ago, and that correction lasted 8 long months. What would a correction here look like?
I mean, it could be a couple months, could be 4 or 5 months. When I say that, it could be bullish consolidation. So, I mean, a bullish consolidation could be a correction, but I do want to make that point because silver, the positive is it's already tested resistance twice since it peaked. Gold hasn't even come close to doing that. So that's the positive. Bigger picture, if you look at past consolidations in silver, it's still relative to those past bullish consolidations. It's still overheated and needs more time to correct, in my view. to set up where it can really explode higher and sustain an upside breakout. But I mean, it could just be a bullish consolidation. You know, I don't know if it tests 2425 again, or maybe it just consolidates between 26 and 29 for 2, 3, or 4 months. I mean, that's a possibility.
All right. Well, Jordan, there's a little bit of an outlook here for all the precious metals investors. And quite frankly, again, good month for gold, and touching back on the breadth in the Huey and the GDXJ. That's impressive strength out of these stocks, and maybe a little bit of a slowdown could happen. But again, some of these stocks can just keep on running higher. We see some stocks that doesn't matter what the underlying metals price is doing, they just continue to scream higher. And those ones seem to just get more and more attention. Jordan, thank you, as always, for your time. We'll chat with you next week in the start of a whole new month, and hopefully another good month for the precious metals, but it does sound like we need a little bit of a digestion or cooling off period. Thanks for your time, Jordan. We'll chat next week, bud.